Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to district playoff action here in the PacWest Conference. Your Amity Warriors hosting the Santiam Christian Eagles. Warriors coming into this as the 2 seed, and Santiam Christian as the 3 seed. Both teams 9-3 in league. The Warriors and the Eagles both with losses to Dayton, and the Warriors defeating Santiam Christian by 4. When the Eagles beat the Warriors, it was by 3. So that 1-point difference, Ron, is why we're sitting here in Amity tonight instead of at Santiam Christian.
Kobe Nysa, free throw, 1-for-2.
That was it.
With 10 seconds left to go.
That was it. And we were talking about it. If you were listening to the game, we were talking about it the whole time. It's like, we need to win by 4. We knew we were going to win. That wasn't really an option, a question at that point. But it's like, we need a little margin here. And he gave us the minimum margin
and
needed.
And we were kind of worried because they had 8 seconds left. And we're trying to figure out, don't let him shoot.
Yeah.
Some people were saying, let him make a two.
No.
No, don't let him make a two.
No, can't let him make a two. It was a little nerve-wracking at the end of that game, honestly, folks. But here we are tonight. We've got about 3 minutes to go before the starting lineups here. The Warriors playing some good basketball, good team basketball the last couple of weeks, really sharing the ball well, especially certain units in certain points of the game. Now, what's weird is that it's been hard to replicate it, even with the same kids later in the game. They're not consistent yet, but they'll have spurts where they play phenomenal basketball as a group, 5 on the floor, and it's varied which 5 it is in different games.
Yeah, it really depends on what the other team is doing offensively as to the 5 somebody puts out to stop them. And if that group is playing good, man, he goes with them.
Yeah, and to his credit, he has not fallen in love with one lineup at any point during the game.
No. Or any one person.
Right. If it's working, he's staying with it, and he's kind of probing every game to figure out what's working. And one night it might be Gavin Watson combined with, you know, Evan Berkey on the floor that seems to be really triggering it. Another night over at Jefferson, it was it was JJ, Gavin, Evan.
Was it Keon?
Might have been Keon out there, and maybe George or Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Trent. It was a 5 that doesn't play together very often, but they played fantastic. But when he went back to those same players in the second half, they didn't produce anything.
Well,
it was like,
on the floor. They didn't let the other team score, but they didn't do anything offensively.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. So he immediately went away from that, found a different lineup, tried something else, found something that worked, and then stuck with it down the stretch of that game. So it's a learning experience, and I think what it goes to is that this team doesn't really have any stars on it.
No.
And so on a given night or even in a given quarter, it might be a different kid that makes an impact on the game. It might be Andrew Grove. It might be an Evan Berkey with his defense and transitions. It might be JJ. It might be Colby. Colby's had several stretches this year where he's dominated for a quarter.
Don't really
just
have
taken
a
over.
Two shooter either.
Which makes us hard to game plan against, but it makes us stressful to watch because we don't know who's going to shoot the ball or win either.
And I think that as far as going 7 or 8 deep, the teams in our league, we can go 7 or 8 deep. Even Dayton.
Yeah.
I mean, Dayton's about 5.
Yep.
Maybe that 6th guy that comes in and takes some guys' place. But these guys certainly aren't. They're barely 5. The next ones that come off the bench for Santiam are not. So we got the good athletes.
Yep.
It's just a matter of finding. What?
Finding who's got
3.5 months of the season
figuring out
how to play together.
Yep, exactly. All right, we're going to have the national anthem here. Phil Lopez doing the introduction of things.
And the band will rock
us. Oh, the band will.
Here.
We're going to have a great pep band tonight, led by Casey Oya with a few ringers. There's about 25 of them. hope you enjoyed that. Casey Oyua texted me last night, and he said, if you think the Pep Band was good last Thursday, wait until tomorrow night. He said, you're going to need to replace the roof on the gym because we're going to blow it out of here. It is going to be a great atmosphere here tonight, folks. Glad you're joining us. Ron, we've got a great student section tonight, a great band, and the place is packed out.
Somebody paid the entry fee for 100 kids.
Mike Berkey. I don't know if he wants people to know that or not, but Mike Berkey did that, I believe. And very generous, got a lot of kids here. They didn't have to foot the bill because, unlike regular season games, the students don't get in here for free with their student body card. It's a district playoff game. They treat it kind of like state. And so... very generous. Got a lot of kids in here, and it's just going to be a great atmosphere for the Sandingham Christian. We're pretty familiar with their lineup by now, and it focuses around Benjamin Bourne, 6'5" senior post, who can shoot the three. He can handle the ball a little bit. He's an excellent passer, and they used him to break the pressure last game, which we felt really contributed to our press being more effective.
Yeah, if he stays out of foul trouble, that's the real key.
Yep.
The last month or so, he's really good in control of the temper issues that affected the first couple months of the season.
So besides Bourne for the Eagles, the next most important guy is Jacob Yenchek. Yenchek is, by all definitions, a sharpshooter. The guy can flat out fill it up from three-point range, especially if you don't guard the guy, which we have managed in two games to not really guard him much. So we'll see if we can do a better job on that tonight. What I would say is nobody ever drops more than two steps off of him. I go 4-on-4 everywhere else. They've also got Caden Trimmer, Blake Bosshart, and Ken McCarley, who plays point guard for him. For the Warriors, it's going to be George Meeker, Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, Trent Carton, and Colby Niseth starting tonight. Phil Lopez doing the introductions again tonight. He's done a great job with that this year. It's been a big help, I know, to Tashi Harz, our athletic director, to have somebody that she can just know is going to be here every single night and take care of that. We got Janelle Ropp running the clock. And, of course, on the book, the ever-steady Mundana Varell, who doesn't miss a game anywhere.
Shout-out to Tashi.
Tashi has been organizing things from home. She's been sick for about 5 days, but she's still been on top of everything, keeping everybody communicated with and in the loop on all the important stuff, and everything is well organized, thanks to her, in spite of her inability to be here tonight with us. So we're hoping that everything's good and she's healthy on Saturday. Girls will play at 5 o'clock on Saturday. They'll play whoever wins the 2-3 game tonight. I don't even know who's playing in that, do you?
Sheridan and Jefferson.
Jefferson, that's right. Well, two of our three officials are pretty good tonight, Ron. our lady friend official is really good. We really have enjoyed watching her. I think she's the best of the three of them, actually. 8 minutes to go on the clock, folks. We are ready to tip it off. Student section on their feet. Tipped and gathered in by Sandingham Christian. Trimmer got it to Carley. Carley, top of the key extended. Over to Yenchek. Carton up on him. Man-to-man defense.
He carried it.
Got away with it. He drives. Hooks a pass into the corner off the hands of Bourne. Now they get it back down to Bourne in the low post. Niseth got to be careful. Bourne lays it up and in with a turn into the hoop on the left shoulder there. He is awfully tough down there, folks. Warriors break the pressure easily. Meeker in the corner. Just got a haircut. He's looking sharp. Berkey on top. They get their spacing. Grove back to Berkey by the Warrior head, going right to left in front of us.
Both teams start out in man-to-man.
They're in a 2-3.
No, they're
Grove, his shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Trimmer. Trimmer brings it up the right side. Looking for Yenchek. Gives it out on top to Bosshart. Bosshart to Carley on the left wing. He brings it around the top to the circle there. Now swings it to Yenchek. Carton right up on him. They get low to Bourne again. He hooks it up, misses. Ball's tipped. Yenchek with the rebound, and he's fouled. That was a foul on Carton or Meeker, reaching in. Long rebound off that miss. Meeker's first team foul on the Warriors. Bourne will trigger this in, left side of the key along the baseline. Winner of this gets Dayton at 7 o'clock at Central High School on Saturday. Trimmer gives it to Carley in the left angle. He backs it out now and resets the offense. Carley over to Bosshart. He'll bring it back to the top. Bourne in the high post, fouled on Nyseth, reaching in. Warriors trying to go man and not double early on Bourne, trying to give him a little different look. Nyseth giving up about 4 inches to Bourne. They get it to Trimmer, and he buries a three. Caden Trimmer, his first basket. It's 5-0 SC. They pressure. Warriors break it to Grove.
See a matchup. They're playing man.
It's a matchup zone, though, isn't it?
No. They'll follow him through.
Let's see. We'll find out here pretty quick here. They skip it over, down into the corner. Drive along the baseline is Grove. Out to Berkey for three. Misses that one. Weak side rebound. Meeker takes it up and scores! George Meeker is just fearless in there, even with Bourne. That pump fake gets Bourne to freeze because he wants to block everything. They break the pressure. Bosshart across half court with it. Slows it down. Just a sophomore. Or junior, excuse me.
Switch to 2-3.
Carley out in the corner to Yenchek. Hooks the pass, stolen, knocked away. Ball's loose. Yenchek got it back. Trimmer got it back on the wing. Gets to the foul line. Out to Yenchek on the wing now with it. He wants to shoot the three. Can't get it off. Dumps it into the low post. Turn shot. Good off the glass. That is some old school basketball by Benjamin Bourne, Ron.
Yeah.
That is Bill Walton-esque on that little jump shot off the backboard. Tough to stop. I mean, he's going to out-elevate everybody. And then he uses the backboard on top of that. 7-2 SC. Warriors with the ball. Nyseth drives. Pump fake. Step through. Lays it up and in. The pump fake got him free of Bourne. Wanted to block it. The pump fake will get him. I think they talked about that this week, about the pump fake. Anytime Bourne's around, you got to give him that fake. Bosshart gets it across to Carley. 7-4 SC. 5 minutes to go. First quarter. Here at Amity High School. 2-3. Winner plays for the district title. Bourne again hooks that one up and in.
He comes back this way every time. You need to double him when he gets the ball.
Yep, you got to double his going to his right. Grove trying to find Berkey. Led him by too much. Out of bounds. 9-4 SC. You have to double the right hand.
You have to.
Yep, he doesn't want to go left.
He's going to come back this way.
He's got 6. Bourne does. They've got 9. It's 9-4. Low post. Cut him off. Now he works to his left. Pump fake. Offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder and tried to get rid of Nyseth. That was not an overly obvious call from where we were sitting, Ron. Nope. Said he pushed off with the arm to clear some space. First on Bourne. First team foul on SC. 9-4. Carton breaks the pressure. Gets across, drives in, leaves it for Grove in the corner. He dribbles out to Berkey on top. Resets this. It's a 2-3 matchup, I think. Carton drives baseline, floats it off the glass and in. Nice play by Trent Carton. Bourne went for the regular block and Carton changed the angle and went with the glass. It's a great way to counteract a shot blocker. 2-3 zone for the Warriors with Carton in the middle trying to keep Colby out of foul trouble. Allows Colby to front a little bit. Carton with a steal on Trimmer. And then, they got a travel on him. He was being fouled by Trimmer. The foul came first. They missed the foul call. Called him for the travel. The travel came after getting hacked across the arm.
Gotta let it go.
Yep, you gotta move on. Bourne out on top. Carley. Yenchek on the right wing. Now back to man-to-man. Bourne turns, misses everything. Carton might have fouled him from behind. No call. Might have been a little makeup. Carton with the drive. He's bumped. No call.
Jump shot.
From the foul line. Doesn't get the roll. Meeker can't get it. Oh, Carly has it. Meeker gets all those. Didn't get that one. 9-6 SC.
He jumped too soon. The ball.
It just hung up there. 3:15 to go. First quarter. There's a drive and a kick to the corner. Now Trimmer on top. He'll drive. Get in deep. Hook it up and in. Meeker let him get to his right hand, and Trimmer's got 5 in the game.
Yeah.
It's he and Bourne, the only scorer so far. Berkey with the ball.
He traveled.
He thought he was going to draw a foul. There wasn't much of a bump there.
He traveled.
Gavin Watson into the game. He's going to get Nyseth out, so they're going to go a little faster here. A little better pressure defense. Colby's a bull in that low post.
But they're playing at 2-3, so...
You got to move the ball, move people. Carton gets the steal. Took it away from Jenchek out on top. He'll take a 3. Nope. Maybe not a great shot, but good rebound by Berkey. Back to Carton. Drives up off the glass, and he scores, and he's fouled.
23.
That's the second on Bourne.
23.
I like that call. Bourne with his second foul. See, I don't always wave him off. Do you see me give him the thumbs up, Ron? Yeah, that's a good call right there. Carton to the line. Buries the foul shot. He's got 5. The Warriors within 2. More importantly, Bourne with 2 fouls.
I like the way he took the ball right to him.
Oh, right into his chest and challenged him to try to block that shot. Jenchek, he's trapped. Ball knocked away by Carton. Off of Carton and out of bounds. They thought they might have got it off Jenchek. It was close.
It went off his curly hair.
Does that count?
Bourne's cracking a little bit.
See a little frustrated out there?
To the coach.
Yep. Yeah, that won't do you any good. The coach doesn't control the whistle. They get the ball into Carly. 2-point SC lead, 2.5 to go, first quarter. Swing it over to Bosshart. Now back to Carly in the center circle. Look at Watson. Just right up into the grill of Bourne. They go to Bourne. Knocked away by Watson. Picked up by Berkey all the way in, and he scores. Evan Berkey with the basket. It was all Gavin Watson making that happen, denying that high entry pass. It's a tie game, folks, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bosshart gets it across half court, swings it in the corner to Trimmer.
They got to find our guys open. They got it.
Jenchek, yeah. You can't leave him too far when that ball rotates. Ball out on top to Bosshart. Swings it to Carly on the right angle. Wants to get in deep. Knocked away. Stolen by Carton. Carton tipped away, and Bourne gets it. Bourne to Trimmer. He'll get a lay-in.
Too bad.
But that was great defense by the Warrior. No complaints there if you're Devin. You had the steal. It just got tipped on the pass. Trying to get the fast break. It happens sometimes. Bourne is a problem out there. If there's a loose ball up in the air, he's probably coming down with it. 13-11. SC by 2. In the corner, Meeker. Warriors have had 2 traveling calls in this quarter. It hurt them with turnovers. Offensively, they've been pretty good. There's a turn by Burke. Is that Carton? Scores and foul. Trent Carton's got 7 in the first quarter. He's going to the line. And he posted up his guy, and it wasn't Bourne, so you're not going to stop him. They don't have another guy that can play defense in the post. 13-13, 1:04 to go first quarter. Carton at the line. Gets it to rattle in. 8 points for Trent, leading all scorers. Carly working against the pressure. Gets it ahead to Jenchek, who has yet to attempt a shot, Ron.
He hasn't got a clean look yet.
Nope, Warriors are right up in his grill every time he catches the ball on the perimeter. And he's yelling out there a little bit. There's a 3 by Carly on the right wing. No good. Bourne gets the rebound. Down low, Jenchek saves it back out to Bourne.
Foul.
And he's fouled by Watson.
They can pay.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing easy. That's a good use of a personal foul by Gavin. And Gavin's not arguing about the call, I don't think.
I don't know
what the official was talking to him about. To the line, Benjamin Bourne to 14-13 Warrior lead. Bourne, a good foul shooter, misses the first one.
Love it.
So it's already a good foul, Ron.
Yeah.
14-13 Amity with 38.9 to go first quarter. Misses them both. Watson can't get it. It goes off his shoulder and out of bounds, tipped by Trimmer. But still, Bourne missing two free throws.
Love it.
Might be a little tired, a little rattled.
Yeah, I think we're in his head.
He's in the corner with it. Gets it on top to Carly. Carly swings it to Yenchek. Down low to Trimmer. Trimmer doubled back out to Yenchek. Starts to drive. Can't get a shot. Trimmer on the wing. He'll drive, trying to leave it for Bourne. Can't get it to him. Now he does. Knocked away. Picked up by Bosshart. Drives in deep. Lays it up. Scores. Fouled. Bosshart with a nice take. Warriors were preoccupied with Bourne.
Can't argue with any of our fouls.
No.
No, I mean,
we fouled them. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. First on... called it on Carton, but that's not what's up there.
It was on Carton.
They get the offensive rebound. They miss it. They get another offensive rebound to Bourne. Out to Yenchek for three. Ah, you can't do that.
Nope.
Missed that one.
Oh.
Bourne with another rebound. Down low. Powers it up. Misses. And that should be a travel. No, no, no. Okay, he can't have it both ways here. He just put two fingers up. The shot went in. He's going to count the basket, Ron. He's going to say the basket's good.
He's in charge.
So the basket's good by Yenchek, but that possession was all about Benjamin Bourne giving them three extra opportunities with his hustle. He's out now with 6.8 seconds.
We can waste some fouls on him. We got some posts that can play him.
So they called that not on Carton, but on Gavin. That's his second. JJ into the game.
Got a block out.
So it's Howard, Carton, Berkey, Meeker. There's another missed free throw. No box out. Out to Trimmer. Yenchek fouled on the three by Carton. Warriors playing. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can't be out there. It all starts with you've got to get the defensive rebound.
I would disagree with you because Berkey and JJ had their guy backed out. The rebound was so high they couldn't get it. If they had them both blocked out.
If you've got them blocked out, they shouldn't get a rebound, Ron.
Yeah, that's a high rebound.
But still, you stay box out. You don't give up the box out.
That's the thing about three-point shots. A miss is a high.
But that was, no, that was a free throw miss.
But still, it bounced clear off. Uh-huh.
Yenchek hits the first, hits the second. He had just missed it. Before that,
key thing there is Trent got his second foul.
Yeah, that hurts. So he and Gavin both with two now.
We got six and they got three.
They're just outworking us on the boards.
Yeah.
We didn't do a good job of boxing out. JJ from half court, almost got it. Banked it off the glass. After one, the Warriors had the lead. Now they're down six. It's 20-14 in favor of Santa Am Christian. We'll be right back with second quarter action here on KLYC. Warriors. We're back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. Warriors trail the Eagles of Sandingham Christian 20-14. 7-0 run to close out the quarter, and they did that in about 30 seconds. A bunch of offensive rebounds, fouls by the Warriors, free throw attempts. Not a good combination sequence, but it was just one short sequence. Warriors got to bounce back, be mentally tough here. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Meeker, Howard, Vrell, Grove and Berkey. Grove over to Berkey. Back to Grove at the Warrior head. Looking inside, nothing there. Bourne back in the game. Got two fouls. High post, Howard down low to Meeker. He lost. He took his eye off the ball. Good pass from JJ.
Wide open.
Yeah, it was a good cut, good pass.
Hit him in the hands. Bad place.
Yeah, sometimes you get in a hurry. You see even NFL receivers do it. It's a hard thing sometimes under pressure. They break the press. Yenchek on the wing. Tipped by Vrell, stolen by Howard. Good job by Keon to get the initial tip on that on the wing. JJ playing a good half around, able to get the steal out of it. Berkey to Beaker in the corner, back to Berkey at the Warrior head. Skips it over to Grove on the left angle. Now to Vrell. Vrell takes a dribble back out on top to Grove, swings to Berkey, trying to get the ball into that high post. There's nothing there. Now they get it. We're going to get an offensive foul. Oh, a timeout. Oh, I thought she called an offensive foul. It sounded like it. 30-second timeout taken.
JJ wide open atop that post. And he could hit either side off of that.
So 7:06 left to go here in the second quarter. 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors. They weren't really getting anything out of that offensive set, moving the ball around, but not getting any results out of it.
And they were. Jencheck followed the cutter, and then he backs back to the 2-3. You're exactly right about it.
It's a matchup 2-3. Yep. They've only played man-to-man at the end of a game. I have never seen them get out of this 2-3. They vary what they do with it, but it gets Bourne, keeps him at the basket, which they don't want him on the perimeter picking up fouls.
Right. He's got two, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It'd be key if we get his third one.
I'd love to see JJ catch that ball in the high post, give him a pump fake and go around him.
He wants to check everything.
He does. He's a jackrabbit out there. Lob into JJ in the mid post on the right side. Back out to Berkey. Swings it out to Grove. Grove with a drive in deep. Leaves for Meeker, who hands off to Berkey. Coming around the top to the foul line. Skips it back out in the corner to Meeker. Down low. JJ fakes. Hooks it out to Grove. It's a good move there. Wasn't anything there. Bourne stayed on his feet. Berkey with a drive. Kicks back out. They saw it coming. Meeker can't save it. Bourne gets it. Bourne going the other way. Jumps into Grove. Lays it up and in. Tough to stop a 6'5 athlete like that.
On the run.
Yep. Grove did about everything you could ask a 5'10 kid to do. JJ misses the jumper. Rebound SC. 8-point game. Warriors have got to find their offense. They haven't scored in about almost two and a half minutes now. Down low, Bourne. Turns on JJ. JJ's going to get a foul here, reaching in. Instead, he got the foul and the one. Devin's asking for a hook. Well, I thought there was less of a foul on the shot than there was on the low post. But I thought they could have called something early. When they didn't call it, I thought they weren't going to call anything. JJ out. Nyseth in. Nyseth, Vrell, Berkey, Meeker, Grove. It's a 10-point game. Bourne 0 for 2 from the line. Bourne 0 for 3 from the line. Berkey with the rebound. One weakness in his game. Bounce pass ahead to Grove. Out of bounds. Berkey
turnovers.
Wanted a tip. Yeah, we've had about six.
Six unforced errors, really.
Yeah, not good for the Warriors.
You don't even get a shot.
Couple of them on fast breaks.
Don't get a shot. We're beating ourselves.
Bourne plays catch with Bosshart. Bosshart gets it across. Over to Jencheck. Back to cross court to Carley now. Carley, mid post to Bourne. Bourne turns. Hooks the ball up, misses. Nobody boxed him out. He just went right back to the rim and got the ball. Warriors are being physical initially, but then they're relaxing after he shoots the ball, and he's killing us on the offensive glass. Nyseth down low. Might have double dribbled. Meeker lays it up and in. Good pass. Good cut by Meeker. Good pass by Nyseth. 10-point game.
First point in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's been a while. It seems like about 10 minutes. Out in the corner, Trimmer for three. No good. Nyseth with a good board. Bourne never got back that time. The shot was too quick.
Take it to him.
Nyseth kicks it in the corner. Meeker for three. No good. Bourne with another board. Gets it into the safe hands of Carley. Carley, senior guard. Not quite what his older brother was. My goodness, his older brother was a great point guard. Nyseth, good half around, and it goes out of bounds off of SC. They had two guys there that could have picked it up, and they fought over it, and then they both left go. Out of bounds off of either Bourne or Jencheck. Good half around by Colby to knock that away.
That's the way you got to play him. You can't try to play him straight behind him.
No.
And that's what
not unless you're doubling.
That's what JJ did. It also gives him a chance to hook you if you play straight behind.
Skip past Grove. Right corner just obliterated by Jencheck or by Trimmer. I think the ball got knocked out of his hands before he could get his hands up into a shooting motion. 26-16, Warriors trail by 10. Carton in. He's going to get Grove out. Grove has yet to take a shot in the game. Warriors have got to find their shooters. You can't just beat a team like SC by playing in the lane, which is really all we've done so far. Nyseth out on top, knocked away, and Bourne comes up with it.
Seven turnovers.
Knocked away on the drive. Bourne with the steal. Carley hands to Bosshart. Swings it over to Trimmer. Down low, Bourne. Blocked by Nyseth out of bounds! Bourne thought he had a little gimme hook shot off the glass. Nyseth was trailing the play. died and rejected that over 10 feet in the air. Got that ball. Oh, Bourne down low, turns, hooks it up. Now Nyseff affects the shot. Should be off of Bourne. Warriors ball. That time he thought, you know, he's coming again, right? Got to be careful. You get one shot blocked, you're thinking about the next one getting blocked. He missed a bunny right at the rim. Bourne might be a little tired, too. He sat out for those 5 seconds or whatever at the end of the first quarter. That was it. Carton for three from the wing. Looks good. Ah, just off the back rim. Bourne with another rebound.
That was the difference the other night when we played, and we had, what, 4 or 5 threes.
Yeah, and we haven't hit anything from the outside yet.
It's all been lay-ins.
Yeah, and a couple free throws. Down low, Bourne fades. Nyseff doing a great job on it now. That one block shot has changed what Bourne's doing. He misses. Warriors with the ball. Ball tipped by Carley. Stolen by Bourne. That's a double dribble. My goodness, how long does it take to make the call? I swear if Bourne hadn't turned around and looked at him, he wouldn't have called it, Ron. He wasn't going to call that. Bourne was guilty. He looked at the official like, oh, I screwed up. And then the official called it.
It's his call. The other two are running.
Unbelievable. Got to be able to call that. This is a varsity basketball game for crying out loud. Warriors high post. Vrell down low. Knocked away. Off of Nyseff. Nyseff pleading his case. Just getting a head shake from the official.
Did he hit it?
I don't know. I couldn't see it from here. 26-16 still. 3:14 to go. Warriors have scored 2 points this quarter, Ron. In the corner, Trimmer drives, pulls up from about 10, misses that. Carton with a long rebound, going hard
take
the other way.
It.
Goes right into the chest, pump fake, hooks it up, blocked by Bourne. He faded away from him. You got to go into him. Yep.
He jumps in the air, fouls on him.
Timeout taken by the Eagles. 26-16, 2:51 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
2:51 remaining in the first half. Warriors were up 14-13. It's been a 13-2 run since that point late in the first quarter by the Eagles. Now, it's not a do-or-die game.
No. We're going to play on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to play on Saturday either way. The difference is, are you playing for second place or third place in the district? It may not even change the seeding in the state playoffs, ironically. Eagles with the ball. Bossart plays catch with Carley out top. Carley, center circle. Out to Yenchek, who's yet to score. He's their second-best offensive player. Warriors done a good job on him. He drives to the elbow, kicks it back out to Trimmer. Trimmer to the baseline. Skip pass. Trying to get the ball to Bourne. There's nothing there. Now Trimmer takes a deep three. No good. And the rebound by Nyseff. And a reach-in foul on Bossart.
They call that one. That is ticky-tack.
It didn't affect the play at all.
Not at all.
And have not been calling things that have affected the play, or they've missed calls and called other things like travels. Warriors with the ball. Down 10. Need a basket here. It's Carton swings it to the corner. Meeker with the head fake and the drive. Need to go back out to Carton there. Go to the elbow. Short by Nyseth. Never got that one above the, yeah, but didn't get above the rim.
We got a shot though. I mean, we've had a lot of trips down with no shots. We have 9 turnovers.
Carley with it. Out on top. Minute 45 to go first half. Low scoring first half for the Warriors. Things were looking good with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Down low. Bourne working the baseline. Throws it into the student section. That's
double
a one-handed passer out of a double team.
Very good double team.
All he had was the baseline. Minute 33 and the Warriors have the ball. Desperate need of some points here. Berkey brings it across half court and puts the brakes on.
There's another foul.
Drives in, gets to the elbow, pulls up, misses that. Nyseff battling Meeker with it. He misses. Nyseth with it.
Boy.
They're going to call a foul on the Meeker shot. A little late, but they got a foul in there.
Hey, we had a couple offensive rebounds here.
Well, Bourne had pulled away from it. He's got two. So he can't come crashing back in and try to make something.
On the ground. On the ground.
Oh, goodness. Bourne out with a minute 17. Maybe
that's
you can make
smart.
A little hay here. It is smart. You got a 10-point lead. Preserve your best player with
how
two fouls.
How could that not be shooting?
Carton, left corner three. We need it. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Bosshart going over the top of Meeker. Meeker had good position there, and Bosshart couldn't come down with the ball. Minute 12, second quarter. Find Meeker on the cut. There's no shot blocker in there. He lays it up and in. He knew there was no Bourne. You can take it up like that.
Due to them, what they did to us at the end of the first quarter. Went off about
a minute to go.
Three more shots.
Bosshart loses it. Berkey with a steal. He just fell down. Berkey with the drive all the way to the rim.
Got
lays it in. Berkey with his second basket. So 6-point game, Ron.
See, what they're missing against his press is Bourne.
Bourne in the middle.
He breaks it.
They throw ahead. Burrell can't get to it. There's no whistle. My goodness. You've got one job to do down there as the official. He's not even paying attention, folks. He didn't even know the ball had gone out of bounds.
Oh, he's going to ask for help over there?
You can't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness is right. Yenchek and Devin talking. They're going to say Sandy and Christian Ball. They don't have a clue what happened on the floor. There's three officials out there. The guy who's supposed to be watching wasn't paying any attention. Goodness gracious. Should have been Warrior Ball. Here we go.
Here we go.
36 seconds.
Let it go. Get it back right here.
Carley with a little drive, slapped away. He picks it back up, shovels it to Trimmer. Trimmer, he drives, loses it.
Oh,
Meeker right between his legs.
Kobe hit it.
Yeah, Meeker was going to grab it, and it was knocked away by Colby. They're both trying to get it. It happens. 26 seconds. No easy baskets here. Warriors man it up on the out of bounds. They go in the corner to,
you know who they're going to.
Trimmer. He drives, hangs, banks, no good. Nyseth with the rebound. Nyseth pushing the other way with 15.
Somebody's got to hit a three.
Warriors hang on to it. On top, Berkey with 12. Drives. He's fouled on the drive. That's the 16 foul. So the Warriors won't shoot. 11.6 to go. Berkey with a nice drive from the top. Burrell didn't want to shoot that ball. He had an open look at a three. He's the sophomore.
Got to shoot it.
He's a good shooter. They lobbed a nice set. Banks it up and in on the alley-oop. Great pass from Berkey. 6 seconds. It's a 4-point game.
Oh, no.
Bosshart with a little runner. Misses. Rebound. And that's a foul. You've got to call that. You've got to call that. Had him by the arm. What's she calling? No! Are you kidding me? No call! He had him by the arm! He grabbed his arm on the way up! It's at least 1-1. Oh my goodness! How do you not call that?
The buzzer. Oh my goodness! Don't worry about it. We gotta let it go. Let it go. We're down 4. We were down 10.
26-22. Devin wants a conversation and she won't even have it with him. Which at this point it doesn't matter.
She missed it.
Oh my goodness. Totally grabbed him by the arm. Had him like this, Ron, on the way as he's trying to, whether it's a pass or a shot doesn't matter. Because it's gonna be 1-1. It should have been 1-1. They missed that call. Completely missed that call. 26-22 in favor of Sandy Am Christian as we go into the half. He's clarifying to Phil which motions mean what out there. All right, we're going to take a break for a couple minutes. Be back with some halftime numbers for you here on KLYC McMinnville.
7.
Welcome back to halftime here, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber having this first half. Warriors down 4 at halftime. Carton leading the way with 8 points. Meeker 6. Berkey 4. Nyseth 4. Benjamin Bourne, the offense, 4. Sandy M. Christian with 12 points, pretty dominating on the glass as well. Joining me now here at halftime, Jed McMullen. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to turn you up a little bit here. I keep Ron down. he gets a little too excited sometimes during the games. He forgets we're on the air. So, Jed McMullen, obviously the Warrior Girls head coach. This is year 3.
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go
goes,
with that.
Goes by fast.
Well, has it for you?
Yeah, actually. It does.
I guess it makes sense because Ellie was a freshman when you started, right? So,
yeah.
And she's a senior now and back playing and trying to get her sea legs back still a little bit. What's your feeling just from a purely coach view on her right now?
She's still getting her legs under, you know. Still wanting to be the kid that plays the entire game, but you know we're managing her minutes, and I think if we manage it enough, you know she gives us, you know, a lot out there. Still top of the 1-3-1, causing some trouble, and I think she's hit a couple threes. I'm waiting for that one night where
it clicks.
It clicks, and she's just
fire. She hit her first one against Jefferson, and then just couldn't quite. I don't know if she's rushing her shot or if the legs just aren't quite where she thinks they are after she's a little fatigued.
Yeah, I think it's rushing it a little bit because she doesn't have, in practice, I don't see that. So I think a little bit of that is just pressing a little bit, not getting set. But, you know, I mean, if she can hit a deep one here and there, you know, she really stretches the floor.
Yeah, the rest of your three-point shooters are kind of right at the line on the arc three-point shooters. Alyssa's a great three-point shooter, but I haven't seen her really stretch that out to 23, 24 feet. I think that's coming in a year or two.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, she's just not strong enough yet. She hit a couple that were a couple feet back, but not like where Ellie will pull from.
No, she'll hit from the Warrior head, 27 feet.
Yeah.
Is part of that, I don't think Alyssa brings the ball down as far either when
correct.
She shoots. So she doesn't load as much. She's more here.
Yep.
Kind of up by her forehead, which gives her that quicker release.
Yes.
Which is huge, especially in the mid-range.
Yeah, it is. She holds the ball higher. Ellie has a little bit more of a dip in her shot.
Right, which allows you to generate a little bit more momentum behind it.
Yeah.
12-0 in the league this year.
Yeah.
8-0 last year in league.
Yeah.
Did we win any at the end of the year before that? Tim was going to check. I didn't ask him.
If we won now?
If you won the year before, if we won any at the end of the season.
One game.
So we're at 21 straight in league. That's pretty exciting.
It is really exciting.
And I know this doesn't count in terms of league wins on Saturday, but who are you going to be playing? What's your feeling?
Saturday? 10 a.m. Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that doesn't happen, right?
I don't. I mean, but you know, Jefferson played us really tough. You know, they've gotten better. They had one girl there, that girl that hit four threes.
Bella. Yeah.
She has been out with a concussion all year. So, you know, you get someone
I didn't
like that
remember.
Back, you know.
She can shoot.
Yeah. So.
Now you have two shooters.
Right.
They actually had four girls make threes on you.
Yes. Well, they only attempted 4 2-point shots. So they're definitely ready to pull the trigger. But, I mean, I think, like he had told me, the Jefferson coach said that SC actually presents a little bit more of a matchup problem for them.
They're huge.
They're big, and they pound it in against them where, you know.
We don't really pound it in much.
No, we don't. But, you know, they did a really good job of keeping us out. You know, they were on no help man against Alyssa all game long.
Did a great job on that.
And, you know, we tried to exploit that by dribble drive, and, you know, we didn't play very well offensively. We turned the ball over. We didn't shoot particularly well. We didn't handle contact very well. You know, you got to be able, if you're going to dribble drive, you got to be able to take contact and finish.
Well, and we haven't had a lot of teams play man on us this year like that. Really coming out because we haven't been a great 3-point shooting team for the year.
Right.
We've had Alyssa, and that's been the only consistent 3-point shooter. You know, 80 Eliza here and there. You know, even the occasional one by Sarah Lynn or Maya. But you know, really, if the zone just gets back out on Alyssa, you know,
it's funny though because we're actually playing well enough in the zone now. We've worked on it enough. The teams are actually playing us in man, which is what we would prefer. But
now we have to adjust to that.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to be more aggressive, like you were saying, off the dribble against man. You've got to recognize when the defense commits. Not let them get to you, but as soon as they commit, then the pass has to happen. So there's a lot of nuance to the timing that maybe the average fan isn't looking at on that. And it just comes with playing against it.
Yeah.
You know, so, this is a weird thing because I know we've been talking about this and I know the all-league team has been selected and that's all done. But we're a weird team to vote for, right?
Very.
Because
and we saw that in the league voting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because coaches would talk
Oh, she killed us.
Oh, no, that she
killed us. It was a different girl. It was a different girl.
Every night.
Wait, which twin was it?
Correct.
No, it was 10. No, it was 12. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
It's tough to be an undefeated league champ and really have to scrap and claw.
To get first team.
Yeah. You know, because we're so balanced.
And teams that only have one, maybe two good players. And Sandingham Christian has two good players.
You bet.
No question about it. Yost and Fields are both excellent basketball players. But they don't have anything else. Yeah. And so they're getting a lot of shots up in a game.
Yes.
And honestly, if AD's not hitting, if she's not feeling it, she's probably not going to shoot the ball. She'll just defer and let somebody else shoot, you know? Alyssa's the only person that won't stop shooting.
Yeah.
We know that.
We're very unselfish. Our team is very unselfish, but she definitely isn't scared.
Do you have a statistic for how many of your turnovers this year have come because of overpassing?
Oh no, we don't track that far, but there's.
But you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
There's some where I know as a coach, you're just like, shoot the ball. You had a lay-in and you tried to make one more pass.
Yeah.
And they really are unselfish.
It hurts us sometimes.
Every once in a while, it comes back to bite you and, it hasn't cost you a game, I don't think. Cause I think really, without rehashing the Jervis game, that was just bad defense.
Yeah.
We just didn't stop that girl from rolling down the right side of the lane and catching the ball and scoring.
Yeah, we didn't cover the middle very well. And we took a 12. I think we were up by 10 or 12 against them early. And you know, that's a good team. I bet they win the 2A state championship or real close.
Well, I'll tell you what, the big girl that did hurt us, junior maybe?
Yeah.
She's a good ball player.
Yes.
I think she'd be all league. She would be maybe player of the year in our league.
Yeah, she's a very good player.
There's not much she couldn't do.
Yeah.
She would initiate their offense and then finish the offense too. Like, a little bit like Benjamin Bourne here for Sandingham Christian, a load to handle. What are you thinking about the second half here?
Well, if they can keep him off the glass, I mean, that one stretch down here, he must have had
four,
six offensive rebounds.
It was crazy.
You know, if they can keep him off the glass and contain him and get some steals out here in their pressure, and not press, right? Just get one at a time, like they just did there at the end. We're at
four points,
right? Don't try to get it all back at once and keep him off the glass, and we'll be fine.
They've done a good job on Jenchek, number five. That kid can shoot. He has 0 points.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. He has some points, but he got them right at the end on the little he got the free throws. He got a putback after all those offensive rebounds, but he hasn't scored the way he likes to score.
But the big fella came to play.
Well, he's a load.
Yeah, he is.
He is a load.
He's good. He's fun to watch.
Well, thanks, Jed. Look forward to watching the girls at 5 o'clock on Saturday take on, we're thinking, Sandingham Christian. So, all right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. We are back. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here. Boys are on the floor. Fun talking to Jed. Could talk to Jed about basketball all night because there's not a topic he'd rather talk about, honestly. And he's done a great job of getting those freshman girls to understand their roles and play to kind of keep ramping up their play, stay out of foul trouble, and all those things that have improved as the season gone on. Down low, knocked away here on the initial possession.
Uh-oh.
Eagles get it back. They leave Jenchek in the corner. He misses the three. Ball tipped. Bourne gets the rebound. He misses. Nyseth with the board.
We're in his head.
Nyseth almost threw it away. Meeker gets it. He was not expecting that ball, but Nyseth had committed to making a pass, but there was nobody there initially. Got to slow down a little bit. 30 seconds gone, third quarter. Warriors down four. Down low Meeker to Nyseth. Misses it. Bourne
with
the
rebound.
That's
a wide open shot.
I think he was looking for Bourne, trying to figure out where he was. He wasn't on him. Carley with it on top. Swings it to Jenchek on the right. He's missed a couple of wide open threes. Bourne turns, misses the turnaround jumper off the glass. He's Walton-esque on that. Going the other way. Meeker lays it up and in. Bourne didn't want the third foul. Jenchek flew by in the air. And Meeker, with that little hesitation, made Jenchek miss, and Bourne doesn't want to pick up a cheap one with a lead. 26-24, Eagles. On top, Bosshart, 2-3 Warrior zone here. Swing it over to Trimmer on the angle, right side. Back to Bosshart on the left angle. Down low.
Gonna come back.
Bourne, mid post, turns to the left hand, steps through, lays it up and in. Good up and under by Bourne. He's got 14 in the game.
If he has that much time, we gotta drop somebody off on him and double team him.
Yeah. Can't let him just operate down there uncontested. Well, singly contested. Berkey gets it to Grove. Back to Berkey in the center circle. He says, slow it down, boys. It's a four-point game. Early third quarter. Berkey, top of the key. Over to Carton on the angle. Back to Berkey. Look for Grove. Grove, left corner for three.
I don't think so.
Missed that. Inside. Nice step for the rebound. Lays it up and in. The air ball is tough to rebound, as we all know.
Yes.
And their boy just jumped up, mistimed his jump, and I think that was Trimmer trying to rebound. He missed everything when he thought that ball was going to hit the rim, and it didn't. Nyseth, a beneficiary. Nyseth fronting down low. Bosshart misses. Jenchek gets in for the rebound, throws up a short one. Didn't know where he was. I don't know what's going on. Ball knocked out of bounds on the pass ahead. It'll be Warrior ball at half court.
Their guards are suspect, and the pressure's getting to them.
You know what they're suspect of? Not being very good guards. We suspect they're not all that great with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, they're just
28.
They want to get it out of their hands as fast as they can.
Except for Carly. 28-26. Warriors with the ball. Grove plays catch with Berkey out on top. Gets a screen. Gets to the elbow. Down low. Meeker threw it away. Meeker gets it back. Back out. Timeout taken by Devin.
Oh, good time.
It's okay.
That was good.
I'll tell you what, though. Meeker made a heck of a play. That ball was stolen. He got it back. He's sitting on his butt. But he makes a bounce pass out to Berkey.
It's a perfect pass.
It was. But Devin didn't know that was going to be a good pass. He got that timeout called. 30-second variety. We'll stay right here. 28-26 Eagles. Just what you would expect out of these two teams, Ron.
Yeah.
Nip tuck.
57-53, 40.
Whatever. 3-point game, 4-point game, both directions.
It was 42-39 that first game or something like that. Oh,
yeah.
You can look.
I could look, couldn't I? Warriors won by, or lost by 3, 51-48, and they came back and won by 4, 57-53. Those are pretty consistent scores, folks.
Yeah.
These two teams, they're completely different teams. But they're evenly matched as you could probably get between these two. Out on top, Grove battling, stolen by Bosshart. Bad pass by Berkey. Doesn't happen often. Berkey with a turnover. He's had a couple tonight, but that was one that was kind of unforced.
Out of a timeout, too.
Yeah.
Just no excuse.
Jenchek knocked away by Carton, gets it back.
He's not a ball handler.
Nope. He's scrambling to get rid of that ball. Gets it to Bosshart. Backs it out, swings to Carly on the wing. Carly is a good ball handler, works his way down, gives to Bourne. Bourne up short. Carton high for the rebound over Jenchek. Carton going the other way. And he's offensive foul on Trent Carton. Just
that
ran
guy,
down Bosshart.
Yeah, he's gonna take that one. That's a one, just out of control pass.
Carton was trying to pass that ball ahead and get that fast break initiated. That's gonna get Vrell into the game. You need Carton for later.
He got a nice rebound. He's been tough on the boards the last two or three games.
Yeah. And,
really?
And defensively. He's
really?
Been good.
Yeah.
He's been working very hard both ends of the floor. That was just one of those trying to get out on the break before Bourne can get back. Get an easy basket and he just, Bosshart did a good job. Got in his way and held his ground. Down low, Jenchek. Turns, hooks the ball up and in over Vrell. Little different without Carton on you, right?
Yeah.
Jenchek with seven in the game. Warriors miss an outside shot, air ball it. 4-point game.
We gotta slow the ball down to get the ball inside.
Who took that one? I was looking down.
George.
It was too quick.
Yeah, it was 1-on-4.
Yeah, Bosshart in the corner to Jenchek down low. Bourne gets the lay-in. Nice F gamble, but there's no help behind him yet. Berkey was trying to get there. He was a little slow to rotate. And you can't gamble if you don't have that backside defense. Unless you get the ball, and it's risky. Meeker, high post, Vrell.
Shoot that thing.
Back out, Berkey for three.
Could be.
Rolls around, no good. Tipped out by Bourne. Saved by Grove. On top, Vrell. Down low, Meeker, pump fake. In traffic to Nyseth. Nyseth lays it up and in. What a pass by George Meeker.
32-28. Should have been an and one. A lot of contact.
Bourne gets it ahead to Trimmer. Back over to Bourne. They're pressuring when certain people have the ball. Carly traveled. Leaves it down low. Jenchek to Bourne. Bourne lays it up and in. He's got 18 in the game. 6-point game. 3:11 to go. Grove. Gets it across half court just before the 10-second call. 3:03 and counting in the third. Grove, scoreless in the game. Vrell turns, pops the little 12-footer. Keon Vrell with the basket. Back to a 4-point game. They're not coming out on him there. They might now, and that'll open up something else if Bourne has to come out. Bourne playing with a couple of fouls. It's a drive, underhand scoop, missed. Vrell with the board. That was Carly missing. Vrell, top of the key, puts the brakes on to Nyseth. He'll rumble down. Stolen away. Yeah.
Double dribble.
Trimmer coming in with the steal. Uh-oh. Leaves it for Bourne. Bourne, mid-post, blocked by Nyseth. Rebound, Nyseth. Could have called a foul there. They didn't. Nope. That's a tough call, or no call for Bourne. In the corner, Vrell. Back out to Berkey on the left wing. Berkey holding the ball, calling out what he wants here. Coming up on the two-minute mark. Vrell, high post, back out to Berkey. Now back to Vrell at the foul line.
Let the big guy take him.
Well, I don't think he can. Vrell, off the glass and in with the left hand. I take it back. Keon Vrell. Bourne not wanting to pick up the foul, and Vrell goes with a left hand off the glass. What a move by the sophomore. Just worked his way down patiently. I thought he was looking for a pass the whole time. He was going left hand against the 6'5 center. Nice play. Vrell with a couple of baskets. It's a 2-point game. 1:42 remaining third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 1:42 remaining third quarter. 34-32 in favor of Santa Ann Christian here at Amity High School. This is 2 versus 3 for the right to go play Dayton. The right to play Dayton. Neither one of these teams have really been able to hang with Dayton. Closest game, I think, was an 8-point loss for, was it 8 that they lost by?
We only lost by 8 or 10.
The first time we lost by 12, they lost by 8. Back in January, and then Dayton thumped them by 20 last week.
Dayton's difference in these two teams is their guards.
Yep. Berkey tips away the pass out of bounds, trying to get it off of Carly.
Their guards can shoot, and they can make their shots. I mean, make their open, get themselves open to get shots.
Yep.
And neither one of these teams have guards that can shoot.
And get their shot.
And
right.
Get their shot.
Yeah. Eagles get the ball in. Coming up on a minute and a half to go. High post. Bourne with Howard on him. Turns. Careful. Yeah. Well, they didn't call it. Out to Bosshart. Letting him play physical. JJ knocks it away. Oh. Can't save it. Didn't know where it was. He thought he knocked it out of bounds. It took a bounce before it went there. But JJ with a good half-around defense. JJ's got some length that Colby doesn't have. He's just got to be careful. I thought they were going to call a foul in that high post. He was really going after him. Luckily, JJ not that. Oh, there's a nice shot by Bourne. He missed! Left-hand lay-in. He missed it. Rebound, JJ. Gets Bourne. It ahead to Grove, to JJ. JJ, one dribble, down low. Meeker misses the shot. Gets it back, puts it up. Misses it again. Grove can't save it. Oh, my goodness. George Meeker.
2-point back lands. But he tried to shoot swishers. They weren't off the backboard.
Well, I think he was just trying to get them up before Bourne could block his shot in there. Minute to go, third quarter. Still a 2-point game. So Bourne missed a lay-in one end. Meeker misses a pair of lay-ins at the other end. JJ's got to be careful when he rolls across the lane like that. In the corner, they turn it over. Yeah, Carly couldn't handle the pass. Good pressure by Meeker and Grove out there on that left side. 48 seconds to go, third quarter, 34-32. Amity down 2. Only one foul in this quarter, Ron.
Yeah.
And it's a physical game. High post, Vrell turns, shoots 15-footer. Buries it! Keon Vrell! He ties it up! He's got 6 in the quarter off the bench. Tie game, 34, 30 seconds to go. Carly drives, kicks. They swing it to Bourne on top, hesitates. Puts the ball on the floor, bounce pass down low, missed shot in there. Bourne with another rebound, lays it up and in. Bourne just powering himself. He's got 20 in the game. 12 seconds. 9. Pass tip, Grove gets it. Grove with 6 seconds.
Here
Meeker
it is. Here
from
it
the
is.
Corner.
Here it is.
Hits it! George Meeker for 3! Warriors take a lead as we go to the fourth quarter! 37-36, Warriors on top, headed to the fourth from Amity High School. We'll be right back!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes to go in this one. Maybe. Maybe more. Enjoying the KCOU a pep band here. Got the student section involved. place is rocking tonight.
They have not played, what, one sub?
Yeah.
Six. Bourne went out twice.
Yeah, just briefly, zero.
Nobody else.
In.
And they certainly don't have to worry about foul trouble.
No. Ted, I'd like to see Gavin come back in. He gave us a good burst in that second quarter. Be nice to see him. He's only got two fouls. But Devin will ride whatever's working. And right now, Keon Vrell's working.
Vrell's
He's got
working.
6 points in that quarter. Instrumental. Good screen. Berkey down low. JJ fakes, lays it up.
Oh, he missed the shot.
Missed it. He went up with the right hand, didn't finish.
Hey, he shot right-handed.
I know. Should have shot it left-handed. Would have gone in.
It was a great pass.
It was a great pass by Berkey. Berkey will set you up if you move. Get yourself in a good position. Jencheck on top. Vrell on him. Kicks it to Trimmer on the left wing. He wants to drive. Traveled. Missed the shot. Loose ball. Everybody mistimed that one. Bourne missed it. JJ missed it.
Even hit the rim.
Warriors traveling on the other way.
Keon
for three. Missed everything on that one. He forced that one. Rebound Trimmer.
A lot of pressure right now.
Well, he just never got set on that shot. He rushed it a little bit. But he's been money from that high post. Warriors talking good on defense. Good job by Keon to switch on Bourne and then get back. JJ knocks it away. He's going to get the foul. He's got to get his body around more. He's trying to use his length to reach over that left shoulder of Bourne. You can't stay behind him and knock the ball away. A good official dinghy on that. Nice F in. He's going to get JJ out. 7 minutes to go in this one. Nice F. Guarding the inbound, they get it into Trimmer.
Got it.
Back to Bourne in the high post. Nice F on him. Kick it back out to Trimmer. Starts to drive, backs it out. Nice. Oh, that was a foul on Bourne, swinging that left arm out. Did you see that?
It's coming.
Ooh.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like to lose.
You know, he doesn't like the physical stuff that Colby's putting on him, too. Because Colby's a big boy. He'll put a body on you. They work the ball around the outside. Moss Hart with it. Goes to Bourne, the low post.
Uh-oh.
He lost the ball before Nicef fouled him, I guess. I don't know how that wasn't a call.
Uh-oh. We're out of control.
Nicef resets it finally
Patience.
To Berkey. Berkey
Patience.
Traveled, got away with it, out to Nicef. Offense. No blocking. I thought that was going to be offensive, Ron.
He wasn't set.
Couldn't see him.
Yeah, he wasn't set at all.
Foul on Jencheck. Just the first foul on Santa Am Christian. Eagles fans are getting a little chippy to my left here. We're right between Amity and Santa Am Christian fans. I got one friend in the Santa Am Christian crowd. That might be it. Grove down low.
Fake.
Meekers doubled. Comes out the other side. Tried to go to Nicef. Nice drop down there by Carley to knock that ball out of bounds. He slid down from the
upper. The way we shoot, why wouldn't you plug up the middle?
Yeah.
I mean.
what are your chances?
Yeah, I mean, we just.
Grove, left corner three.
That's no good. That's a problem.
Airballed that one. Jencheck. Grove has not been able to find his rhythm tonight. He got his first shot blocked. He just hasn't been able to get it back since then.
Hey, we're still ahead.
Yep. He may hit one yet. Just like Meeker. You never know when it's coming. Out on top, Boss Hart with it. Colby playing top side
you
on.
You can play a half
board.
Way. You can play a half side over if you know where the ball's at.
Jencheck drives, gets the basket. He got the,
got his right hand.
Yep. He got the shoulder there on Vrell, was able to take him to the basket. 1 point lead now for SC. Berkey. They go high post. Meeker scoops it out to Grove. Grove, dribble drive on the baseline. Hangs blocked out of bounds by Bourne.
Oh, no. It didn't
go it didn't go out of bounds.
No.
Oh.
That's the ball, either one of them.
So Bourne blocks a shot and gets the rebound on that. 1 point SC lead. Carley with it. Hands off to Boss Hart. Swings to Trimmer on the right angle. Trying to go inside to Bourne. Not there. Boss Hart going to get Carton back in with his three fouls. Down low. Bourne turns.
Can't
shoot.
Make that.
He's tired. He hasn't been able to hit that shot. Rebound Berkey. Berkey ahead
go to the hoop. Get a foul.
To Meeker, and
wrong
he is
guy.
Fouled.
Front
yeah, it's going to be on Trimmer. Meeker will go to the line to shoot two. Just the second team foul on SC, two
Carley
on the Warriors.
Carley was a little late to the party because he was heading that way.
Just under 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Meeker a chance to tie and maybe take the lead here with two free throws.
Have we shot one?
Yeah, Carton's 2 for 2.
All right.
Meeker, it's 1 for 1.
Good looking shot.
Meeker's got 12 points in the game, leading scorer for the Warriors. Carton in, Grove out. Carton brings that defense and rebounding.
He can rebound.
He's bigger than Andrew. Andrew's just slight of build. He doesn't have that ability to create havoc in there. Meeker gets a pair. He's not the leading scorer in the game because Bourne's got 20. So, but Meeker's leading the Warriors in scoring tonight. Bourne gets it across up to Carley. Carley backs it out. Bourne goes down in the low post to work. Carton banging with him. They get Bourne on the curl.
Oh, they screen Colby.
Colby. And Bourne with 22 in the game. He's so tough. Berkey brings it up, puts the brakes on, over to Vrell. Vrell, Carton on the wing. Carton, right corner, brings it back out on top to Vrell. High post, Meeker. To Berkey on the left wing. Trying to go cross court. Trimmer saw it all the way. Trying to get Carton in the right corner. Bad pass by Evan. He's had a couple of those tonight. Hasn't been his best night for turnovers. That was an ill-advised pass. It's a tough pass to make against a boys team. You make it on a girls team a lot of times. They don't have the link. Back out on top, Carley. Under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Barring somebody fouling out, I don't think we're seeing a sub by SC. Ball knocked away. Yenchek gets it back. They get it to Bourne in the low post. Wants to work to the right. Nyseth on him. Left hand up. Short. Nyseth with great position defense. Berkey brings it up. Kicks it to Carton. Carton
could
for
be,
three.
Could be.
No good. Rebound Carley. Look good from here. Carley pushes up. Leaves it down low. Yenchek to Trimmer. Driving. He's fouled. Carton coming across. Oh, Colby. Okay, reaching in.
I think. Backside.
We'll see here. Yep. So that'll put Trimmer on the line to shoot two. They've got a one-point lead. Trimmer tonight with 7 points all in the first quarter. Well, first quarter and into that beginning of that second quarter when they were on a run. Misses the foul shot. Caden Trimmer, 6 foot senior. Maybe 6'1". He's got one more coming. Misses them both. Rebound, Bourne tips. Meeker crashes, can't get it. They skip it over to Yenchek. Back out on top to Carley. Carley starts to drive to Bourne, out to Bosshart. Bosshart on the left angle. It's a one-point game coming up on 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. Bosshart, high post, Trimmer, trying to go backdoor. Good job by Nyseth to deny that pass to Bourne. Nyseth working his tail off out there.
3 minutes.
And a timeout taken by Coach Rock. 2:57 left to go, fourth quarter. See if this is going to be a first full. It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Fourth quarter action coming your way. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. 40-39, Sandy M. Christian with a one-point lead. Yenchek will inbound right in front of us.
I think it's wise to come with Varel, too, because Varel's...
He's played well. Yeah. He gives you another shooter on the floor from that mid-range, too.
A little more height.
Yep. He plays hard on defense. He can get muscled down low, but out of the perimeter, he's solid. They go over to Carley on the left wing.
It'll work some time. They're ahead.
Carley.
Be wise for them to do that.
Trimmer with it. Tries to drive. Gets inside the foul line. Kicks to the corner to Carley. Dribbles baseline. Cut off by Berkey. Ball knocked out of bounds by Vrell. Trying to get it to Bosshart. 2:28 left to go. Fourth quarter. I think these are the 10 kids we're going to see on the floor the rest of the way. I don't think it's changing here. Both teams, both coaches feeling like these are the five. Give them the best chance. Out to Carley. Carley sets up the offense. To Trimmer on the right wing. Bourne, high post, drives. Hangs, left it. He took it right at the front of the rim. Tried to pick a side, missed. Meeker with it. He'll drive.
Uh-oh, offensive. Offense.
Yep.
Gotta slow down, man.
Jump, stop.
Get a shot.
You gotta jump stop, boys.
And we gotta have a shot. That's just, it was 2-on-3. They had 3 guys back.
Now they're talking about it. He was going to call a block, I think. Yeah. One offensive foul on Meeker. I don't think it was a bad call. We couldn't see it 100% clear from here. But Meeker was definitely with a full head of steam, and he didn't make any attempt to go around the player. He went right through him. That's where you got to jump stop, step through, and take the lay in, boys.
They can't operate without Bourne getting that ball.
Bourne to Yenchek, back to Bourne, skips it ahead to
here
Carly.
Watch
now watch him on the roll, A good defense there by Nysef, and he tips it away, Meeker with the steal. Meeker ahead to Nysef. Nysef.
Shot.
Oh
my goodness.
Too hard, but a good save by Carton. A timeout by Devin. That was not a good pass by Nysef. What a play by Carton to pull that down and not go out of bounds along the sideline.
Devin's a little frustrated because he was in front of that ref calling timeout for the last 2 or 3 seconds. As soon as we got possession down there.
Well, luckily he got it. Full timeout. We're going to stay right here and enjoy some Pep Band, people. KCOU, Amity band teacher with about I haven't counted, 25, 30 people in his pep band. Ron will get it for me.
30, at least.
There's awesome.
Five guys in each row.
He's got students. He's got middle school students, high school students, and some friends of his who love to play. And it's fun. If you're a musician, it's fun to come to a game and play. It's just a great atmosphere. You don't get to do it very often. And it kind of, this community school merging of the pep band is a lot of fun. I've seen it in a lot of small towns. Warriors with the ball, down one. Rell back out on top to Berkey, gets a screen, pulls up. Nothing there, leaves it for Carton. Stand still three, no good.
So.
Rebound, Meeker inside. Hang, shoots, no good. But that gets Nysef, he misses. Ball should be Warriors ball. Out of bounds. Tipped out by Trimmer. Nysef rushed that. Bourne wasn't there yet.
You gotta take more time and get a good pump fake. Put it hard off the backboard. We tried to take swishers or something underneath there.
Nysef drives, hangs, leaves it short. Muscles gets it back. Left hand up and in! He just ripped it away from Bourne! Colby Nysef, the time in the weight room pays off, Ron, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm losing 25 pounds out too.
41-40, Warriors on top by one, a minute 10 to go. There's a drive, reach in foul.
Right.
That's okay, it's reach in foul on Meeker, might be his third.
But we're okay. It's only our team foul. Yeah.
Personal foul on Jordan Meeker.
108 left to go, 41-40, Warriors
they're
up
one. They're going to lob it to Bourne.
They want to. Nysef gets right up on Bourne. He gets it back out to Trimmer. Colby. Nobody in the bonus yet. Just 5 team fouls on the Warriors. 2 on Santa Ann. That could be a problem for them, Ron. If the Warriors can get a stop here, they get it to Bourne. He pops way out. Hands off to Trimmer. 53 seconds. Trimmer works to the right. Timeout. Coach Ropp.
They don't have somebody who wants the ball.
Well, they do, but he has to keep coming way out to get it.
And if Kobe stays in contact with him,
30-second timeout, 49.5 seconds to go, 41-40. Amity with a one-point lead. They've got 5 team fouls, 2 on Santa Ann Christian. Nobody really in foul trouble in this game. I think Trent and George have 3 each. Did Bourne never picked up 3, did he? He's only got 2?
2, he's got...
He had 2 early in the first quarter.
They've only got 2 fouls in the second half. They're not on him.
Winner of this gets Dayton 7 p.m. on Saturday. The Amity girls are going to play probably Santa Ann Christian at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The loser of this game plays 3 o'clock Saturday. So it's either 3 or 7 depending on what happens over the next 49.5 seconds, folks. Dayton awaits the winner.
So my question is, if we get the ball, do we have heads in the game enough to know that we don't have to shoot, we just need to take care of the ball?
That should have been part of the coaching conversation there, right?
Yeah.
Santa Ann Christian
where they're going.
Inbound.
They're going to screen for Bourne.
They're going to inbound just to the extended top of the key over on the sideline.
Some sort of screen for Bourne.
He sets a screen. They get it into Yenchek. Little runner off the glass. No good. Meeker with a rebound. I don't know what that was. And there's a quick foul. They've got to commit a whole bunch of fouls here.
Yeah.
And Bourne just picked up his third.
But man, you believe they tried? He went the ball to Houston. To,
Jenchek with Jenchek? A running hook shot from
That's
about 10
shot?
Feet. Grill out, drove in. This is to get better ball handling in the game.
Well,
Parton,
well,
Meeker, Nyseth, and Berkey. That's the plan. A little bit more experience. Get it into Carton. Carton puts the brakes on.
Get it up. Get it over. In 10
Gets
seconds.
It to Meeker. Meeker across half court. Puts the brakes on. He's fat. Oh, timeout, Devin. Before the foul. 35.9, folks. 41-40. Amity holding on by a thread here.
Woo. Now he should have a good out-of-bounds play. We can't turn it over on the... On an inbound
That's
play.
The danger of taking a timeout, isn't it,
yes,
Rod?
It
You've
is.
Seen it as a coach. It's happened to both of us as coaches. You call a timeout to get control over things, and the other team gets a chance to set up their defense and give you a different look on the inbound.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's going to happen.
Last
They're going to try
took,
to create a turnover.
With the timeout, we got the ball underneath the hoop and threw it direct right straight to San Diego. So get the ball in bounds, make them
They're
foul.
They're going to foul. They've only got three fouls. They've got to commit four more fouls to get us to the foul line. We just got to make sure we don't turn the ball over. So
and they should foul.
They should. Well, they should go for a steal immediately, and if you don't get the steal, you foul. It's that simple. We shouldn't make more than one inbound pass, no second pass before they commit a foul. 35.9 seconds. Student section on their feet screaming. Gotta love it, folks. Berkey gets him to stack up. Nyseth is away in the mid post on the right side, being fronted by Bourne. Jostling for position here.
Well, we just need to get set up and then they want to push and shove.
Yeah, well, and so does Trent.
And they want to call a foul, so.
Yeah. They get it into Trent. There's a quick foul. That's the fourth foul, 34.8. What you really want to do is inbound to Nyseth and make Bourne foul him. He's got three. Two of those would put them in trouble. Into the game. Oh, they're going to get Bourne out, aren't they?
Designated fouler.
No, they're going to get Trimmer out. He's got four fouls. They don't want to lose him for offense. So into the game is zero. Fosdick. 41-40.
Got it.
Get it into Nyseth. There's the foul. That's the fourth on Bourne. That's the best thing that can happen right there. That's four.
I'd have Kobe coming to the ball.
Oh,
again,
I would too. I'd run everybody away and have him run to it. They don't. They get it to Grove. Grove draws the foul. That's the sixth foul. Do it right now. If I'm Devin, and Devin's talking to Colby right now, making contact. That should be the play. Everybody else should run away, and Colby should come to the ball. They get it to him. Oh, the problem is Carly commits the foul.
Yeah.
That's the seventh. Nyseth going to go to the line.
He's been there before. He can do it.
He's got to get his legs into the shot, Ron. Sometimes he gets a little flat on that shot. You got to bend those knees. It's such a conscious action, too. A little bit of extra thought. Up on the toes, bend the knees, get some arch on that ball. Nyseth, front end of the one-on-one coming up. 29.4 left. It's up, and it's good! Nyseth makes it a two-point game. He's got 11. One more coming for the senior post. That's a hard one right there. One more for Nyseth. Up on the toes, bend the knees. Nyseth. Short.
Brick
rebound. Hit. Ah, pulled down by San Diego Christian. They get it ahead. Boss Hart to Jenchek. To Bourne. He fakes. He turns. He misses. Meeker with a rebound. And Meeker gets it knocked out of bounds. 14.3 seconds. No foul call.
Timeout. He's only got one timeout left, but I take it. I would take it.
Warriors will inbound along the baseline. Here comes a timeout by Devin. 14.3 seconds. Warriors need to get the ball in, draw the foul, and make some free throws. Huge rebound by George Meeker in traffic. George Meeker is the 89 Nisley of boys basketball with his rebounding ability in traffic.
Well, give
he's,
Kobe
he's what 5'7", 5'8", yeah. maybe.
And give Kobe credit. He put pressure on Bourne.
Yeah.
It was a pressured shot. but it hit the front of the rim. It didn't even get over the top of the rim.
Morton's got to be tired.
Oh, yeah.
He's basically played all but about 10 seconds of this game, and they've run everything through him. He's had to break the press. He's had to be their post guy, and we've been physical with him. Colby has beat him up all night. And while I'm not going to say that Colby's as good an athlete as Bourne, Bourne's a superior athlete, but Colby is strong as a bull, and he has used that. And the officials have allowed us to play physical in that post.
Right.
That's to our advantage against Bourne.
We need to get the ball in.
Burfield inbound. We stack it up along the right side of the Santiam Christian Key. Right there to Grove. Almost stolen. They're going to get the jump ball. And
air ball. It's air ball.
Santiam Christian ball in the alternating possession. Grove not strong enough to rip it away.
She called a foul?
No, I don't think so.
Timeout then.
Timeout taken. Santiam Christian. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
Well, they're getting the ball with 13 seconds, but they should...
30-second timeout. 13 seconds left to go. It's going to be SC basketball.
That was not a very good inbounds play. I'm sorry.
It really wasn't. No. And Andrew just not strong enough.
You really got to set screens for one another. There was no screen. It was a touchdown, which
that's high risk. Play, man. High risk. We don't run it very often either.
No.
You got to... That's a Lance Nelson special, right? Or a Josh Wart where you got a 6'5 kid that can run down the floor. 13 seconds remaining.
Got to get the ball in.
Five team fouls for the Warriors, seven for Santiam Christian.
You know who they're going to get to. They didn't go to Bourne last time. They're going
to
Bourne.
Well, they did last time. They did the time before.
Yeah.
Last time Bourne was short. The time before it was Jenchek's runner out of the timeout, right?
So who are you going to?
Well, they got to go to Bourne.
We got a foul to give.
Yes, we do.
Don't want to give him when he's shooting.
So Santiam Christian will inbound along the baseline, out by the three-point line. Just a couple feet short of that on the left side. Down to our left here.
Where's Bourne? Got a screen for him.
Bourne's in the high post.
Trimmer's
the left elbow.
Trimmer's going to screen for him.
He drops down. They get it to Bourne. Back out.
No, three-pointer for Carley.
No good. Nyseth with the rebound. And he's fouled. Colby Nyseth with the box out. And this time he doesn't celebrate by pounding the ball on the floor. He didn't want to take a chance on getting a technical. Warriors.
Bourne's gone.
Look at the steal. Bourne got his fifth. They have, and he doesn't know it. No. He's got to leave the game. He doesn't know it. Now he finds out. He's like, it was on me? I mean, I don't know who it was on, but they called it on Bourne. So he fouls out. 8.3 seconds. Nyseth needs to make a pair, but at least one. You make one, they're not beating you, at least in regulation. Nyseth takes his time at the line. Shot is up and strong. Long rebound. They get it. You could foul here. 5 seconds. There's a drive, a hang. He misses. Rebound on the floor. That's it, folks. Are they waving it off? They are. Warriors win. Warriors win. 42-40 in favor of Amity. Chaos on the floor. Colby Nyseth carried this team in the last quarter. And nobody happier for him than his best buddy. Those senior boys love each other, Ron.
Yeah.
They really do, and they celebrate. Hey, this is good sportsmanship here. Their coach is the only one shaking hands.
The team went off the floor.
Our team making sure they shake both coaches' hands. That's good sportsmanship on our part. Meeker, look at the blood on his nose.
He got smashed.
He did.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares right now. Warriors with a 42-40 win. Warriors tonight, it was George Meeker with, 13 points. Colby Nyseth with 11. Missed a couple of free throws down the stretch. Didn't matter. Trent Carton had 8.
Berkey with four. Keon Vrell, 6 points in that key third quarter.
Well, we were down. Huge.
And we couldn't figure anything out. He came in the game. He operated from that high post, hit a couple of jumpers, and then took Bourne to the rack with a left hand. Nice set down the stretch with his defense, his rebounding, and drawing fouls. Really the player of the game in that, the job he did on Bourne physically in the second half.
No,
and
down.
Offensively, rebounding on both ends of the floor for Nyseth was tremendous.
Yeah.
Great way for the senior to go. Bourne led the way with 22 for Santiam Christian, but he did not score in the last 5 minutes of the game, Ron.
No.
He was tired.
He couldn't.
They asked him to do too much.
Couldn't get it over the front of the rim.
The problem is guard play for them.
Yeah.
He has to help break the press, and I think that's the reason that he is just wiped out by the end of the game. He has to do too much.
Well, quite frankly, we're a better team than they are.
We are. We don't have the best player or the best shooter. That's interesting, right? They have the best player, and they have another kid who's the best shooter. And we're the better team.
Yeah. Yeah, just hustle and guts.
And physicality.
In this case, blood and guts.
Yeah. We have the physicality advantage.
Yeah.
Nyseth just beating Bourne up inside, and they let him play tonight. All right, folks, that's it for us. Oh, my goodness, what a game. Great crowd on hand here tonight. So, the Saturday lineup looks like this. The girls will play, I believe, Santiam Christian at 5 o'clock at Central High School, and the boys will play Dayton
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. The winners of those games will be the one seeds coming out of our league, automatic home game.
Yeah, that's
the key. The girls are going to get a home game, I think, either way.
So,
if the boys want a home game, they need to win that.
Yeah, and seeding-wise, it'd be interesting to see what happens, because right now they were 11, we were 12.
It should flip. It was very close. We should be 11 now.
Right. But still, when you look at the bracket,
the only way we can get to 10 is if Riverdale takes a loss to Neocony tonight, I think. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Those top 10 people are playing no-brainers. I don't think those top 10 are going to lose, looking at who they play. I mean, they're league champions or second.
Yeah.
The good teams at the top are first and second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got De La Salle and Westside Christian.
Well, Riverdale sits at 10, and I think they're the one team that we might be better than. But they had a tougher league schedule because they have OES and De La Salle and Westside all in that league, right?
Yeah.
It's a tough league. So, all right, folks, that's it for us tonight. Join us for the 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock games from Central High School on Saturday. We'll be on the air. Make sure you join us. I don't know about you guys, but it was an awful lot of fun tonight. We had fun. We hope you did also.
See, starting tonight, we were 11 and they were 12.
Yeah, so we only went up from there. The question is, can we get ahead of Riverdale and get a better
Burns
game?
Because
then it would be a 10-7 game.
Burns is a league champion. And then Banks is a league champion.
Are they all done, though?
I'm not sure Pleasant Hill.
Regular season, but we don't know if they're not done with their districts, probably. So.
Right.
All right, folks, that's it for us tonight. We'll know more on Saturday. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.